Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
A lot going on. Spring training for the Indians. Browns getting ready for free agency. Cavaliers halfway through a season that has had some real ups and downs. Great guy to talk about all of it joins us right now on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. He covers Cleveland sports for the Associated Press, and he is Mr. Tom Withers. Hello, Tom. How are you, buddy?
Hey, Tom.
Hey, good, Jeff. Hey, Andy. How you guys doing?
Good, we're doing well. Let's start with what we saw at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse last night, which was one of the strangest basketball games for a number of reasons that you'll ever see. Cavs, 19 turnovers in the first half, yet up by 10. Colin Sexton, 10 first-half assists and none in the second. Tied his career high in the first half. Couldn't break it in the second half. And then the Cavs up by 19. Their point guard leaves the game when they're up by 17, and they lose the game. That kind of sums up the first half of the season, doesn't it, from an up-and-down standpoint?
So right, Jeff. I tweeted that just after the game. It was really a microcosm of the first half, ups and downs and sideways and you name it. Just bizarre. And you left out, too, I think they were leading. At one point, they were out-rebounding the Pacers 29-7 early in the third quarter. So
yeah, it was nuts.
Yeah, it was just a statistical, just strange, as strange a game as I can remember seeing. And what a performance by T.J. McConnell for the Pacers to come in and really alter the game without being a dominant player as such. You know, to get a triple-double with points, assists, and steals is about as rare as it gets. But yeah, it underscored a lot of the problems with the Cavs. And I think, you know, a big one, Jeff and Andy, as you guys know, has been this team's health in the first half. I mean, to be down as many players as they've been down at times, also the decision then to have Andre Drummond sit out when you could make a pretty strong argument that he might be their best player. You know, losing Larry Nance, who is arguably their best all-around player for as long as they have, the Kevin Love situation, not having a veteran point guard with Dellavedova being out as long as he has. So I guess all things considered, for them to stagger into the break at 14-22 is not the worst thing in the world. And I guess the one thing that's really struck me this year, guys, about the NBA is I'm not sure what's going on in the Eastern Conference. I mean, I think we're pretty sure that the Nets and the 76ers are both very good teams, but when you see a team like Boston, which I thought would be potentially a title contender at about 500, I'm not sure what to make of the first half of the season.
I'm not either.
Andy, sorry to cut you off. Just a little bit of news that's come down. Steelers made it official, signing Ben Roethlisberger to a new contract, locking him in for 2021. According to Ian Rappaport. So just a little bit of news coming down there for Roethlisberger back to the Steelers.
Is that a win for the Browns?
I don't know. Andy, that's a great question. I mean, obviously, you know, Ben is on the potentially the 18th green, if not the 19th hole of his career. So, you know, I think things have turned enough in the AFC North to think that, you know, Big Ben is not the threat that he once was. I do think, though, this you know, this obviously is going to, you know, force the Steelers then to make a decision with their quarterback in terms of do they take one in the draft, do they trade for one, whatever, because he doesn't have much time left. I think it's good for them, though, that he's obviously, you know, restructured this deal that's going to allow them to add some other players. So, you know, listen, guys, you know, you've been here longer than I have even. The Steelers have been the Steelers for 40 years, and that's probably not going to change too much, independent of who's going to be their quarterback or not.
Yeah, they've had, what, two head coaches since you've been
here? Yeah, it's unbelievable.
And it's not, well, they haven't had that many in my lifetime. So I'm going to go back to the Cavs just really quick, though. But I want to talk to you about Andre Drummond and the situation the Cavs are in with him right now. And the thought of a buyout and the thought of losing leverage and heading towards the trade deadline. Like, if you're the Cavs, do you really feel like someone's going to come in and make an offer before you release them because they want to stop a team from getting someone or someone? Like, how is this going to play out?
I get that. It's you're crazy. Right, Andy. That's the hope. And, you know, the thing that has been a head-scratcher to me since day one is, why did they trade for him in the first place? If they knew that he was not going to be part of their future, then I don't know why they acquired that asset other than to maybe, you know, get it off their books at some point. And then you've got to hope now that somebody is going to be willing to make a trade for him. I think as we get beyond the All-Star break, guys, and we get closer to that deadline, as you know, teams start to get a little bit itchy. Teams start to really take a harder look at what things are going to look like in terms of, you know, free agency this summer and what have you, and start to, you know, align themselves better from a financial standpoint to make bigger moves. So, yeah, I'm still not sure if we're going to get to the buyout situation. I do think a trade is still possible. I still think it's very possible, too, that the Cavs have other assets that they're going to be appealing to people, be it Chetty Osman or Taurean Prince or whoever else. I do think, though, that they've established that, you know, in Sexton and Garland and in Larry Nance and in Jared Allen, they have, and Isaac Okoro, that they do have the foundational pieces that they want in terms of young guys going forward. Now, obviously, they're going to add a high draft pick to that group, but I do think that Drummond will get moved at some point, Andy. I just don't think you're going to be able to get very much in return for him.
Tom, you just mentioned the young core they have, and most of those guys, Allen, Sexton, Garland, Okoro, 22 or younger, and that's really appealing. Are they the right four guys? And do you think Sexton and Garland, do you think that backcourt is working? Because it looks like both have made some nice steps this year, but I wonder, is that still the long-term thinking? And Jeff, is that a long-term match?
Yeah, Jeff, to me, that is the biggest thing that we're going to see in the second half. To me, that's been the most fascinating part of this young team and this rebuild, is to see whether these two guys can play together. And I've really been impressed. Listen, Colin Sexton can score at any time on anybody, and he's just got that mentality, and you love that, and you need that. You have to have that in the NBA. You've got to have that kind of a guy on your roster. I've really been impressed with the way Garland has come along. I mean, you know, obviously we know that he didn't have much of a college career due to injuries, et cetera, and left school early. To me, he's made great strides this year, and I think last night, to your point before, Jeff, you know, really underscored his value to this team. I mean, he is the true point guard of this team, and he's a young point guard, and that's very tough in the NBA. You're going to have to take your lumps, and he's taken a few. And unfortunately, he got hurt last night, and as soon as he went off, that game changed for the Cavs. So I agree with you, Jeff. I think it's going to be fascinating to see how those two, you know, continue to develop individually, but more importantly, are they the duo? Are they the backcourt of the future for this team? They still need to make a move to get some kind of a veteran backup point guard in here that can just settle down that second unit, so you know you don't give up those big runs that they've been prone to do this season so far.
Tom, let's switch gears over to football for a second, and I'm curious. Give me Tom Withers' biggest takeaways from the two press conferences that we've had over the last 2 days.
Wow! And if you have one, boy, will we be impressed.
Not a lot of news, was there? And I'll tell you what, Andy and Jeff, maybe that's the biggest thing.
Yeah.
Maybe it's that they've got the right guys in power and in play that are going to execute their plan, and they're not going to give away anything. And I think, you know, listen, those news conferences, I don't care what team it is, it's always very difficult to extract some news. I did think we were going to get some. I had planned on Andrew Berry saying something more about Baker Mayfield's fifth-year option and maybe, you know, some other things in terms of what they want to do with their own free agents, et cetera. They don't want to give away anything, and I think that's fine. And I know it can be frustrating as a sports talk show host or as an AP writer trying to to decipher what they're saying and reading between the lines and what have you. But I think that's a good thing, though, too. I think that's a good thing if you're a Cleveland Browns fan to look and see that you've got the right people in place, that they are going to execute and do what they want to do. In trying to read between the lines yesterday, I thought it was interesting the way that Andrew perked up when we started talking about trades. And I do think that is something that this team is not going to be adverse to doing. I think, you know, it's one thing to have plenty of room under your salary cap and go out there and make big splashy moves in free agency. But I think over the next couple of weeks, guys, we're going to see some big names either be let go by teams or have contracts restructured. We have Ben Roethlisberger just in the last couple of minutes. I think there's going to be big kind of moves like that over the next couple of weeks. And I think it's going to be, you know, in part on the teams with, you know, with leverage and with needs to make smart, astute moves. And I have no reason to think that Andrew Berry can't do that.
And Tom, in the NFL especially, I mean, you build through the draft. We all know that. But it's the team that can go ahead and make some trades for good young veterans.
Absolutely.
You know, look at John Dorsey making the trade for Jarvis Landry. You get a guy like Jarvis for a fourth-round pick. Teams, I think, overvalue those later draft picks. And if you're smart, you can just load up and get two or three good young veterans who come in and you already know they can play. So I really hope that you're on to something there and that Andrew tries to do some of that this offseason.
Yeah, I do think it's kind of trending that way. And Andrew did speak about this yesterday, Jeff and Andy, is that, you know, the NFL, while it's been behind, let's say, the NBA and Major League Baseball in terms of seeing these big kind of trades, we have seen more of them. I mean, let's just take a look at, you know, this offseason you had, you know, Carson Wentz moving, you had Jared Goff moving, Matthew Stafford, you know. This has become a little more commonplace, so it wouldn't surprise me to see, you know, the Browns package something together here over the next, you know, month or two to improve their roster. And listen, they've got plenty of needs, and we all know that this defense has to be restructured in numerous ways. You know, you can start on the defensive line. They need to add some pieces there. Clearly the linebackers in the secondary. I think it was good. I don't know if Browns fans saw this today, but Greedy Williams tweeted out that,
yep,
you know, he's back. I don't know exactly what that means, but it's encouraging to hear that he's made strides. They really loved Grant Delpit last year. That loss, you know, hurt their secondary from the beginning of the season until the end. So, again, like I said, I think they have the right people in place to get this team, you know, moving even further forward than they were able to accomplish this past season.
So, Tom, what I really think happened with Greedy Williams, though, was that Baker Mayfield sent the alien ship over to his house. They fixed
that.
Him up, and now he's ready to go.
Yeah, when the biggest news of a Browns day turns out to be a UFO sighting in Texas, you know that we're really stretching things.
Do you think he's trolling on that, or what do you think?
No, I think it was probably legit. I mean, I actually know some people that swear that they have seen UFOs in their lifetimes, and so I don't know. When I saw that the lander on Mars, and when you saw that shot of all the space that surrounds Mars, and you think about the infinity of our solar system, man, I'm a believer. There's no doubt to me that I think it's sometime, and I hope in our lifetimes that we do see that there has been life discovered, whether it's on Mars or wherever else it is. I think that's maybe the next big discovery over the next 50 years, that there's somebody else out there, because it's sure many days it feels like it.
Tom, I said maybe they have the answer to overtime in the NFL. So
somebody better.
Can you answer this one for me? Why am I excited about the start of the Indian season and this team?
I think you should be. Well, listen, you get excited about the start of any baseball season, right? Because it forecasts warm weather and good days. And I'm so glad that fans are going to be able to come back this year. I can't even explain to you guys, and I know you were down there, how eerie and lonely and awful it was not to have fans. And, you know, Terry Francona talked about that the other day, that it was hard on the players as well. You know, you got to kind of generate your own juice, and it's exciting when a ballpark is filled. But I think there's reason to be optimistic, Jeff. You know, you start with that pitching staff and Shane Bieber and the other big arms that they have. You know, they're going to have to figure out something in the back end of that bullpen. But they've got some young arms, some hard throwers there, so I don't think that's going to be as big a fix. You know, the shortstop situation is obviously something that has to be addressed, as well as first base and the outfield. And there's a lot of question marks. There's no doubt about it. But I don't see any reason, Andy and Jeff, to think that the Indians can't be competitive in the AL Central. You know, while the White Sox have made strides and the Twins are the Twins, I don't think they're that much better than the Indians right now. And you saw, you know, when you saw Las Vegas come out with, you know, 81.5 or 82 games as the over-under in terms of wins, you know, that's you're talking about potentially a wild card if things go the right way. And if things really go the right way, then you start getting up in the high 80s and 90s, and you can talk about competing for a division title. So, Jeff, I don't think you're out of place at all to feel good about, you know, the start of the baseball season here in Cleveland.
Well,
Tom,
see.
I know you may not have the answer for this, but I'm just curious. The Mickey Callaway situation with MLB and the Indians, I wonder how long it's going to take for them to come down with something.
Yeah, I don't know where that's going, and yeah. I don't know what the end will mean of that story in terms of the Indians. You know, obviously Callaway has been suspended by the Los Angeles Angels pending the investigation. I came upon this the other day. You would think he would have been fired by now, given the mounting evidence against him. But there's a law in California that says an investigation has to be completed before an employer can make any kind of move like that. So, you listen, it's troubling. Unfortunately, it's a societal issue, and it's much broader than the Cleveland Indians. And you just hope that guys that stories like this, you know, lead us to a better place. That you know, women feel safe in the workplace, and and people behave better. But it's unfortunate. But listen, it's a necessary conversation, and you would hope that that any women that had felt had advances made on them or whatever the case may be over the last few years would feel empowered enough now to come forward and to point those things out.
Tom, thank you very much, sir. Always
Thanks,
a pleasure.
Tom.
Gentlemen, nice talking to you. Take care.
Tom Withers, Associated Press, joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.